Thank you, everybody, so much. This is episode 200. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey of daily Fortnite, putting out a podcast every day. Wouldn't be able to do it without all of you guys. This is amazing. Episode 200. Can't believe it. Yeah, just thank you to everybody so much for joining me on this podcast that, you know, I at one point just on a whim decided I wanted to start doing. Did the first couple of podcast episodes in my car. It started getting really popular real fast. And then so, yeah, I can't believe it. You guys continue to amaze me with how many of you are listening to the show and continue to listen to the show and how many new listeners we're getting all the time for the show. Really appreciate you all. Yeah, so that was a little quick song that I just put together. Sorry I didn't have anything a little bit more epic for you, but that's what I put together. But again, if you guys want to submit some songs as well that could be featured here on the show for like short little intros or short little outros, you know, you can join the Discord and submit those, and we can get those in the show. And of course, if I select one of your songs or your art, of course, you will get a shout out on the show for it. Alrighty, guys. Again, thank you so much. You know, I mentioned this yesterday, but you can support a creator, and I am one of the creators you can support through Fortnite. If you go to the item shop, whether you're in Battle Royale or Save the World, there is a little tab in the lower right corner that you can either click on if you're on PC, or they'll have a button that you can press whether you're on mobile or if you're on console. And then you just go in there, you put in my Epic ID, which is Mike Daddy, MMMIKEDADDY, and whatever V-Bucks you spend, I get a little piece of it from Fortnite. The Fortnite is saying thank you to its content creators and giving them a little piece. I'm really excited. I didn't check the list today, but last time I checked, I was one of about 2,500 people that got accepted into the program. So that is really amazing to me, just because like there are, I mean, if you go on to, you know, YouTube or Twitch at any given time, there's like over 40,000 people just like streaming live, like at that moment. There's a lot of content creators out there. So to be one of the few selected for this program is a really an honor for me. And it's all thanks to you guys. You know, I did have to fill out an application, and they did, you know, review everything I do and to see if I have a big enough following to qualify. And because of you guys, I qualified. And then speaking of this, they actually put out a little statement. So they actually... I guess they kind of messed up on the way they rolled out this new feature for the support a creator. So they're actually going to give us even a little bit better deal for the content creators here. So if you put in my name before this coming Sunday, the 14th, so you have to put my name in there for this creator that you would like to support before this, you know, Sunday is the last day to do this. But if you do that, Fortnite is going to start giving me kickback from anything that you've spent going back to October 5th. So even though you don't put my name until Sunday, you know, you will still be supporting me through whatever V-Bucks that you've spent over the last week. So that is a pretty amazing thing for them to do as well. You know, just because they messed up a little bit when they first put out the program for us, they didn't have to go back and say, like, you know what, we'll give you something extra special just because we messed up a little bit on something, you know, nobody knew we were going to do. So that is really amazing, again, for them to do that for us. But speaking of some amazing things, if you haven't been in the game yet today, they have a little... on the little in-game news feed, coming soon, the Quad Crasher. This thing looks awesome. It has, it says here with a little deal in the in-game news update, charge the boost to crash through structures or get some air. So that this thing looks awesome. It's a little quad, obviously. But it looks really cool, and I can't wait to find out the details. Obviously, it says you can crash through structures. Obviously, you can do that with some smaller structures in the ATK, but not that well. But this quad crasher, I'm expecting with them saying, you know, crash through structures, maybe when you get the first boost, maybe you can crash through wood, and then when you get that second level of boost, you can crash through bricks, and then that third level of boost, man, you can crash through metal. That's what I'm envisioning. That's what I'm hoping for. That would be really awesome. So we'll just have to wait and see as soon as they, you know, put this out and give us the details and whatever update they put it out on. I can't wait to get this. And the other thing I'm hoping for this is that it's a little bit faster than ATK. Obviously, the ATK is already pretty fast compared to other, you know, obviously compared to the shopping cart. That's the only, you know, vehicles we have in the game are the shopping cart and the ATK. And the shopping cart, you know, is a lot slower than the ATK. But I'm hoping this Quad Crasher is also going to be even faster than the ATK, because it's a golfing cart and this is an actual 4x4 quad, so I'm expecting it to go a little bit faster. But anyways, it looks awesome. Let's see here. Oh, another thing that they put out today, they said on Twitter, no invite needed. Download the Fortnite beta now on any compatible Android device. Time to squad up. And then they give a link there for you to download Fortnite on whatever Android phone you have. Again, so there's no invite needed anymore. It's open to all Android devices. Fortnite does suggest that you use Android 8.0 or later to be able to play Fortnite at, you know, kind of what they intend it to be on mobile. And then another thing that they put out today, I'm not going to read the whole thing here because it's pretty long if I read through the whole thing, but they put out a blog post saying to protect your Epic account, and it was just a bunch of different suggestions on how to protect your account because there's so many scams out there nowadays because Fortnite is so big and popular, people are trying to take advantage of people. And then so some, you know, skimming through the article, some of the things they say to do is, you know, obviously the two-factor authentication, and then you know, you got that boogie down dance if you've done that in the past. And then, you know, of course, obviously don't share your account, especially with people you don't know, and don't share your passwords. Obviously, don't fall for fake free V-Bucks scams. You know, there's no such thing as free V-Bucks, really. You know, Fortnite doesn't give them away. So if you see somewhere saying that Fortnite is giving away free V-Bucks, or you get an email saying that you know they're going to give you some free V-Bucks, don't fall for it. It's a scam. Don't fall for the fake buy my account scams, because I see these all the time too, where people are saying like, oh, I have, you know, I've been playing Fortnite since day one and Battle Royale, so I have all the original skins that everybody wants that are rare, and you can I'll sell you my account for so much money. But then the problem is people pay these people money to get that account, and then they you know, don't actually have an account. So don't fall for those either, because really, at the end of the day, they are just, you know, they're just outfits for different characters, so it's not worth the risk of, you know, getting your information or money stolen. And then, of course, you can always verify your email for your Epic account. You know, that is an optional thing, as they say, but, you know, it does help them protect you a little bit more to know that you're a verified user. Okay, let's see here. Let's some other things here that we can talk about is the Skull Trooper outfit, obviously, highly sought after. Unfortunately, it's a lot of people who got the original, who bought it when it was originally in the store, I guess, were upset that it was released again, because they feel like it's not, you know, as special to them anymore now that other people can come and get it, which I don't really get, because, you know, to me, it's just an outfit. It still costs the same amount of money. I mean, there could have been people who weren't playing the game at that time, or, you know, just happened to didn't play that day, and they, you know, at that time, you know, there was no daily Fortnite to tell them what was in the daily item shop, so they didn't know they could go get it. Well, now this was their chance to go get it. Unfortunately, yeah, again, yeah, some people were upset. So what Fortnite has done for the people who originally owned the Skull Trooper skin is they have an exclusive purple glow for them now. So hopefully that will be a little bit appeasing for them. It will, you know, you have your own exclusive glow. Let's see here. And then another thing, I guess, they meant to have a back bling event going on with him to get challenges to unlock a ghost portal back bling for him, but they messed that up. And actually, let me find the thing here on Reddit that they posted. So they say, and this was from, let's see here, this was from the Epic community manager, and they say, "We've observed the confusion around the Skull Trooper challenge set and will be making adjustments to the pack in next week's 6.10 update. The goal with the Ghost Portal challenges was to provide with a way to earn a cool back bling through your normal play. This weekend we're running a Skull Trooper event, which will allow you to earn the Ghost Portal back bling faster by playing 20 matches, whether you're eliminated or win, over the weekend, beginning Friday, October 12th at 10 a.m. Eastern and ending on Sunday, October 14th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. You will receive the back bling and the challenges will auto-complete early next week. Let the Skull Trooper squad know how to hop on and play." Alrighty, so we'll get that back bling now, and it's just playing 20 matches. Apparently, whatever they had, obviously, like I said, they had some challenges originally that they were going to do, but I guess there was an issue with it, and that isn't going to happen, so you just have to play the 20 matches, and you'll be able to unlock that back bling. Okay, speaking of challenges, let's talk about week 3 challenges, because the week 3 challenges are out. The week 3 challenges are revive a player in different matches. You need to do 5 of those. I don't know all the stages for this one yet, but stage 1 for this one is search a chest in Lonely Lodge. Then I'm assuming, you know, you're going to go open chests in other places. I just haven't done it yet. I haven't got a chance to play the game yet, so I don't know today, so I don't know what the rest of the steps are for that yet, but we'll talk to about it later this week as we get as we go through all these and how to do them. Let's see here, you need to get a damage trap elimination. Just need to get one of those. Those again, those are hard to get, but you just got to get one again, so it shouldn't be too bad. And then the next one is stage 1, visit Risky Reels and Willingwoods in a single match. So just have to visit 2 places. And then again, I don't know what the next stage is, but we'll go over it again later on. You need to hit a player with a tomato 15 meters away or more. So that means you had to have tiered up enough this season to have that tomato throwing emote. So if you don't have that yet, then you can't get that one yet. But once you have it, then you just have to stand 15 meters away from someone and hit them with that tomato. These ones are the ones I don't like. I haven't been in today's game yet, so I don't know if these are, you know, going to be really hard again, or, maybe they made them a little bit easier this time around, but this time we do have complete time trials again, and you have to get 3 of them this time. It's only 3, so at least it's less than last time, but still, this is the ones I wasn't a fan of last season. Or that I haven't been a fan of these time trial challenges in the past. So we'll see how this goes. Hopefully it's not anything too ridiculously hard. Let's see here. The next one and the last one for this week is eliminate an opponent in different matches, and that is 10. So, get, in 10 different matches, get an elimination. It shouldn't be too hard to do. Let's see here. Let's go over what's in the item shop today. So again, over in the item shop, we got some good stuff. And then still in the item shop, we still have the Skull Trooper, the Skull Ranger outfits. Looks like maybe they're going to be in there for another 48 hours, because that was the time frame that we have in there for the featured section right now, along with the Skull Sickle Harvesting Tool, the and the Crypt Cruiser Glider, but also we have the Plague outfit and the Scourge outfit. I like these ones both a lot. And they also, with their theme, they have the Lamplight Glider and the Herald's Wand Harvesting Tool. So I'm a big fan of this featured section of the item shop a lot. And then over in the daily section, you got the Make It Rain emote, which I love. You get the Hot Stuff emote, which I love and have. You get the Recon Specialist outfit and the Pink Flamingo Harvesting Tool. So a really good item shop for this weekend, though, because again, these ones were in for 48 hours, so over a 2 day period, you're just going to have those. And we've had the Skull Trooper and the Skull Ranger in there now already for, you know, I guess 2 days now at this point. So, yeah, really good one. Really good item shop, that is. Let's see here. Let's go over our tip of the day. And I actually got this one. I came across this again, just cruising around YouTube, and I watched the Gamer Couple channel and came across this tip, and it is amazing. So you use this to fly across the map in seconds. You can go across the entire map. In this example, they went from Retail Row and then flew all the way over to Pleasant Park, you know, again, through the whole air in just a matter of seconds. So what you do to have this happen is, so you need to be standing next to a Shadow Stone in the corrupted area where the tornado is, and then so you're going to again be standing right next to the Shadow Stone. Look up at the cube, shoot the cube a few times to get it to shoot a lightning at you, but you know, shoot it a few times, and then quickly look back down and consume the Shadow Stone before that lightning hits you. When the lightning hits you, you'll jump and you'll still be consuming that the Shadow Stone, and boom, it's going to send you flying again so far. So yeah, just shoot the cube, consume the Shadow Stone, the lightning hits you, and you will fly across the map. So you can use this to rotate to a different spot if you need to. You can do it to escape the storm if you're in the storm. Pretty amazing. Again, you do take 30 damage if you know, when the lightning hits you, but this is a great way to travel really far, really fast. And then the other thing is, too, wherever you land, you know, if you happen to land in near a group of people, you have the Shadow Stone on, so and it lasts 45 seconds total, and it doesn't take that long to go across the map. So you'll still have a long time that if you need to, you can just stand still for a moment and decide what you're going to do and be totally invisible. So that's really awesome. Okay, guys, that is the end of the episode. Again, episode 200. Thank you guys so much for joining me on this journey. We're 200 episodes in. Can't wait to get another 200 more. So we're just going to keep going. And to help me keep going, it would be really great for me. And I would really appreciate if you support Daily Fortnite by going to anchor.fm/daily-fortnite. Hit that listener support button, and you can donate to the show. And any donations are greatly appreciated. And then let's see here. You can also go join Discord. Go join or follow my Twitch and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I have a couple little videos on there now on my YouTube, but I have a couple videos recorded, and I just got to get the voiceover recorded and get it edited, and I'll have some longer tip videos on there for you on YouTube as well. So go subscribe, so that way when I get those up, you will be able to see those once I have those out. Of course, you can go over to Apple Podcasts, iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review, and you will get a shout out here on the show, just like we are going to do today. For again, this is another one that is a whole bunch of letters that I cannot pronounce, but we will shout it out here. Title: shout out please. So here's your shout out, and they say, please give a shout out and please sub to my channel. It is God Squad with the Spartan, and I have 11 sub. Please be my 12. Thanks for your YouTube channel and podcasts. Oh, thank you for checking out the podcast and the YouTube. Let's see here. I will go check yours out. I will definitely give you a subscribe for appreciation. I haven't done it yet. I just get into your review here. But yeah, definitely a shout out here for the God Squad. Let's see here. The next one comes from Flashy Yeti 84891. The title is Lit, 5-star rating, of course, and it says Skull Trooper and Ranger is lit, for sure. So let's move on with the rest of you here, sorry. Skull Trooper and Ranger is lit. Wish I had the synth with the OG skin. Hey, just in general, Skull Trooper and Ranger are lit, so just the fact that you have them and you can get that glowing skin now as well is lit for sure. Let's see here. The next one comes from DD074358. title, very informative with a 5-star rating, says, "Thanks for all the info and tips. Good luck to all listeners on catching those dubs." Dorian, epic name is Dad Bod God One. All right. Hey, you know what? I feel you there. I feel like I got the dad bod. I know I got the dad bod. I love your username there. But thank you again, Didi, for that written review. Really appreciate it. Thank you, everybody in the past who has given those reviews as well. You guys keep sending them in. I really appreciate it. That is going to be the end of the episode today. So until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.